Well, first off, well, you see it unfold. I mean, cause obviously Trump takes control in a whirlwind of fire, like he always does, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, the first thing you're going to see is before you see, are you talking about before or after Trump takes office?
Before he takes office.
Okay, before he takes office, you got to see the CCP come down and you got to see our media go black, right? So those things will happen almost simultaneously because they're hand in hand. Once those happen, Trump will take office again. By that time, he'll have cleaned the entire Washington out.
And he'll squash any riots in the streets, by the way.
Okay, so let's get to the riot thing, right? So you don't ever hear me say much bad about President Trump. I think he's just an amazing person. So, but of course you don't agree all the time, right? So back when he was pushing in the summertime, before it was working for him, he was pushing this vaccine. Well, this, you know, and you can get the shot, not get the shot. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not getting it because I know what's in it. So, but whatever you choose, that's up to you. But that being said, it's a non-proven drug. He's not going to take it. Why are you pushing this, right? So, two things happen that I can see myself that I've pieced together. I've never asked him because it's not important. So, I see it this way. After he pushed it, and I'm saying to myself, why would this man push a drug not proven? Because that's the only way we're going to get rid of COVID. Because there's 90 million people out there or more that think they have to have this COVID shot, regardless how poisonous it is, so they don't catch COVID. So, see, he's pushing this. So then 2 weeks later, if you remember, he came out and said that he was going to have the military distribute it. I blew a cord. I was not ready to dial his number. I thought, oh, good grief, what in the world? Now he's got the military delivering this vaccine. And I looked at everybody and I go, doesn't that sound to you like a mandatory vaccine? Oh, hell no, right? You stand there and you're dumbfounded, right? From a guy that does the right thing 99.9% of the time. So then 2 or 3 weeks go by and I'm still fuming. And all of a sudden I go, oh, okay, I get it. How else is he going to get military on the ground to squash all the riots unless they're delivering vaccines? Okay, I get it now. I get it. All right, I take it back, President. I won't ever doubt you again. So yes, now we have military on the ground in every major city around the whole country.
Are they in Detroit?
I don't think they actually give the shots. I think like if the vaccine comes into the state, I think they distribute it to the hospitals where we're supposed to get it. I don't know. You know, there are serious amounts of military, not National Guard. I'm talking full-fledged armored vehicles with military in every single state.
Mm-hmm. Where are they? Here in Michigan, you know?
Grand Rapids, Lansing, Detroit. Yep.
Weren't there also 20 million doses that went missing, I thought? So I thought maybe,
Dump them.
Yeah.
They did go missing, but you know what? Who in the world knows where that stuff goes?
Right.
I mean, we're not missing anything. It's a toxic waste as far as I'm concerned.
So the riots, this is why he's going to be able to control.
What happens to Fauci? Is he still around?
He's been arrested, but they released him, and he for whatever reason. I'm not privy to that information. I locked him up forever myself.
Yeah.
Obviously, somebody on the top sees some value in his face meeting the public right now. So you have to remember this is all a show, you know, so they're all playing a game, and they're all playing a game for the media, you know, because the media is portraying all this buried, and in the end, people will see all the lies, you know. I mean, obviously, there's going to be someone whose head spins for the rest of their life, but that end is not for everyone.
Q said that.
Mm-hmm. The end is not for everyone.
Do you know who Q is?
I know who he is.
Just, well, it's not just one person, right? It's an apple.
I'm not saying.
It's rumors.
Find out who I am.
What is your opinion on CDC?
When will she reemerge?
Huh? She's the girl at the Capitol.
When will we see her again?
She was an undercover operative.
Actually, did she actually get shot?
We've never seen her funeral.
Where's the blood spatter, though? If you shoot somebody in the neck, man,
she had a vest
those
on.
Are high-powered vessels.
She had a vest on. She looked like she did.
She's not alive. She didn't get shot, but she's not alive. What happened?
She is alive.
She's
alive.
She's
alive.
They
moved her.
So she is alive.
I saw
the guy who
was
on a TV show. He said he was with the Navy.
He's been in every Antifa party for the whole year.
Yes.
You can look it up. He's at every one in the front. He's a nutcase.
Same outfit, right?
Yes. Same outfit, yes. Same outfit. You can't miss him. He wears the same thing. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So I just wanted to clarify something. So from the standpoint of the intelligence you have, the briefings you get, the National Guard troops that are in Washington, D.C. right now are there on behalf of Donald Trump.
That is correct.
Is Kennedy Jr. still alive?
Everybody wants to know.
If I was a betting person, I would say yes. But I do not have any proof of that. I've not seen any intel. I have not seen any intel that says he's dead either. So.
Okay, so Q said 10 days of darkness. Do you have any idea what that is?
I believe that it's I honestly believe it's where not the whole country is going to go dark. I don't think that at all. I think that it's a combination of things between the media going dark for periods of time, and I think it's a combination of the lights going out in D.C., the Vatican, and all the rest of the world. Here and there. That's what I believe it is.
So you don't believe that there's going to be like
there's
power
not
the,
I do not
nationally.
I do not think there's
okay.
going to be a total power outage in this country for a long period of time. If we go black, it's going to be for a short period of time. Remember, we now control our entire grid and the grids around the world with our space satellites.
That's
Thank
what
you.
I wanted to
know.
Can you speak
hear
about Space Force?
You know, I can, but there is so much there that's not, we aren't allowed to say.
Okay.
We do have some military intel that comes to us on it. I mean, maybe ask a specific question.
Did they use directed energy weapons?
There you go.
They did.
Thank you.
In Nashville?
Yes.
Thank you. Nice
in
move.
And Virginia.
Very.
And in Virginia.
That I don't know. I know the whole Las Vegas thing where we had the mass murder was all actors. It was all fake. I mean, it's just amazing how that stuff is covered up by the media and by our own intel. You know, I mean, really, you've got the FBI, which is a useless organization. You've got the CIA, which is a totally useless organization. I'm so corrupted. Then they're backed up by the DOJ most of the time. It's like, okay, well, I might as well be out there myself doing stuff because you can't count on these people. I might as well arm myself and do it myself. So let's go back to that thought, right? So remember I talked to you about the group of people called the Alliance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, so the Alliance is a group of armed individuals that was started back in the early 1900s. And there was three or four people started them. And the two names I'd have to look up again, but two of them were Trump's. You can Google that yourself, started the Alliance. They started the Alliance as a group of citizens that were going to protect the people from people like the cabal, right? So over the years, this alliance has become very strong. I liken them to our militia. If anybody knows anything about the militia, I liken them to the militia. They absolutely are as well trained, if not better, than our military. They are the people that are leading the forces to free the children underground, all over the world. It's the alliance. They're backed up by the military in every country, and our military all around the world, but they are the leading force in taking the children and keeping them safe.
So does Mercy and Comfort take children or no? In New York?
No.
And California?
No.
Okay, so speaking of Trump's ancestors, it's rumored that Trump's uncle went into Nikola Tesla's laboratory and found a lot of...
He was allowed to.
He had the laboratory for years. Found a lot of very cool things, and it's rumored that, like, if he gets back in... I thought this was sort of hogwash, but I'm going to throw it out there, that we're looking at, you know, inventions and things that have already been invented in the release of these technologies, med beds and free energy, and Nasara is coming, and Jassara is coming. I mean, like, there is a lot.
I don't know where you found that, but that is highly confidential intel. I don't know where that leaked from. That is an absolute truth.
Yes.
That is an absolute truth. I wasn't going to say anything because that really is intel that I'm not privy to share, but I will answer that question. That is yes. So Donald Trump spent 7 years at MIT.
Yes.
His name is not on the student list. You'll never see it there. He is absolutely brilliant. You cannot believe how brilliant this gentleman is.
Yeah.
He is beyond anybody's thought process of bright. I cannot even tell you. But on the flip side of that, you know all the bright people, you know, the really smart people, they're really nerdy, and they've just got a strange personality.
Yeah.
You know, all the little nerdy people you went to school with, right? You know, I'm talking total
Joseph's
nerdy.
Like...
So, he's on the flip side of that, he's got all of that intelligence, and then he has all of this compassion, and he's got all of this, like, really nice, compassionate, and wonderfully front side of him. That's not anything like a smart, nerdy person, you know? And so, I don't know, he's a combination of, like, everything everybody should be.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, if we could all be like that, it would be amazing.
You know what I did notice about him watching The Apprentice, I learned a lot about his personality, is he hates cheating.
Oh, my gosh.
He hates disloyalty. I mean, he would call someone up
in a minute. But, you know, I love that about him. I love that idea that he's not politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And let's get to that, right?
Yeah.
We have gotten to this place in this country by being complacent.
Yeah.
We can, you know, for the last, especially the last decade, but even before that, you know, you got to be politically correct. You don't want to hurt your friend's feelings because you talk about Jesus, because they're an atheist, or they don't believe, or they don't go to church. And you don't want to talk about being loyal to your country because, you know, somebody else don't believe that. We have to get past those things and speak and talk the right things. We can no longer be complacent because, okay, God's going to be gracious enough to give us our country back this time. The next time we won't be that gracious.
We need to preach the gospel.
That is correct.
Okay, so
by the way, we found books of the Bible in that... with the gold in the Vatican, missing books of the Bible. It's really amazing.
I've heard that.
Yes.
I've heard that there would be a discovery.
There is. It was in the Vatican.
I've got five little kids, and they are going to school in a school district right now that started. I mean, it just seems like everything that's good is being described as evil, and I mean, it sounds like end times, right? So everything evil is being described as good. So they're learning about transgenderism and like the homosexual agenda and all this stuff. And my son is like, no, my dad's a doctor. He has told me XX and XY chromosomes determine gender, and they're like, no, you can do this and that. So my question is, are we going to, like, I mean, I know he wanted to enact, what was it, the Project 1776 curriculum. Are we going to go back and, like, start wiping out a lot of this liberal agenda in our schools?
Well, you know, we were in high hopes when DeVos took that office over the education.
Yeah.
She was a great disappointment. She accomplished very, very little in that period of time. Of course, she got a lot of headbutting, right? And some people are not made to be in that position.
Right.
You need to put me there because I don't care if I butt heads with them. I am going to be. I am going to get my way. I am absolutely going to get my way. You have to be have someone in that position and a very strong personality, especially today, right? Because we have to take all this garbage out of our curriculum and go back to the good basics of teaching our children right from wrong and teaching them how to do basic skills. You know, kids nowadays don't have that. They can't do anything.
They can't do anything.
You know,
they can't even
do anything. A problem that I can do in my head, they use a whole piece of paper because that's how they're taught. Yeah. Well, good grief.
What happens when the calculator is
breaks?
Seriously, the whole thing is so disgusting the way our system has gone. But that was done purposely.
Yes.
Those things were all done purposely by the Cabell to dumb us down to a point where we didn't know any better and we were just followers.
I'm a teacher in 1990. These people came from California to the school district and described how education in the U.S. would change. We're training our children for the future, for tomorrow, when the jobs will all be service jobs. So really, our important part of education is that they can read a bus schedule and that they will do what they're told and go with the group.
And that's the
and I came home from that meeting, I go, Wayne, we're getting our kids out of school.
So
they're dumbing us down.
That's